Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Muslims claim that they believe in Prophet Zechariah and they believe in Prophet Yahya. Who is Zechariah and who is Yahya? Zechariah is the same name we have in the Bible, but Yahya, actually the incorrect name for John the Baptist. Somehow, Muslims believe every name mentioned in the Quran to be a prophet, even if it's not a prophet at all. But in that case here, we do not know hardly anything about Yahya, John the Baptist, and we do not know anything about his father, Zechariah. And to prove my point, let me read you all that which is written in the Quran about Prophet Zechariah and Prophet Yahya. That is the passage we read in Quran chapter 3, verses 38 to 41. And Quran chapter 19, verses 1 through 15. Let us begin by reading Quran chapter 3, verses 38 to 41. Thereupon Zacharias called his Lord and said, "My Lord, grant me from yours a good descendant. Surely you are the hearer of the calling." So the angels called to him while he was praying in the Holy of Holies, that Allah gives you good news of Yahya. That is the wrong name. He actually meant John. Confirming by a word from Allah and a master, celibate, and a prophet from among the good. He said, "My Lord, how can I have a son? And indeed, the old age has come to me, and my woman is barren." He said, "Likewise, Allah does what he wills." He said, "My Lord, give me a sign." He said, "Your sign that you will not speak to the people for 3 days except gestures, and remember your Lord much, and praise in the evening and in the morning." Now let us read together what is written in Quran chapter 19, beginning from verse 1 to verse 15. K-H-Y-A-S, that is simply 5 letters, were put together as verse 1, and no one have a clue what these letters actually mean. But we continue in verse 2. "A reminder of your Lord's mercy to his servant Zacharias. When he called on his Lord with a whispered calling, he said, 'My Lord, surely my bones are brittle and my head is aflame with gray hair, and I was not miserable with my calling on you, and surely I have fears for my relatives after me, and my woman was barren. So grant me from yourself an heir to inherit me and inherit the family of Jacob, and make him pleasing, my Lord. O Zechariah, surely we give you good news of a son. His name is Yahya." Wrong name, supposed to be John. "That name we have given to none before him. He said, 'My Lord, how can I have a son? And my woman was barren. And indeed, when I have now reached old age,' he said, 'Likewise, your Lord says, it is easy for me. And indeed, I created you before, and you were not anything.' He said, 'My Lord, give me a sign.' He said, 'Your sign will be that you will not speak to the people 3 nights together.' So he came out of the Holy of Holies to his people. So he revealed to them to praise morning and evening. O Yahya, take the book with strength, and we gave him the wisdom as a child, and compassion from us, and purity. And he was fearing and righteous to his parents, and he was not powerful, disobedient. And peace be on him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he is raised alive." And that is everything we know about Zacharias and Yahya, John the Baptist. Besides that, we have no clue who are these two people. What was the ministry of John? How did even John die? This is a sad story about Muslims believing in names to be prophets without knowing anything about them. Now, what makes no sense to me is when Zacharias was calling on Allah, asking Allah to give him a son, he was an old man. His wife was barren, and he was believing that Allah would give him the son because Allah hears those who call on him. But amazingly, the moment Allah answered Zechariah and told him that he will have a son, he said, "How can I have a son?" As he repeat himself again by saying, "I'm an old man and my wife is a barren woman." Doesn't make any sense. If you know you're an old man and your wife is barren and you're asking Allah to give you a son, and Allah said, "Here, you can have a son," the logic and the common sense answer would be, "Thank you, Lord, you give me a son." Not, "Oh, how can I have a son when I am an old man and my wife, she is barren?" I'm sorry. Are you playing a game with Allah? Or you're praying, believing that He answers your prayers? This is what I call Muhammad set words in order to make sentences, to make poetry, but doesn't have any logic or common sense. Then we go on to read in the Quran that he asked Allah to give him a sign. What is a sign? A miracle. What is a miracle? Something to prove that he will have a son. Then Allah gave him an incorrect answer, that he will not be able to speak. According to Quran chapter 3 and verse 41, we read, "Your sign that you will not speak to the people for 3 days except gestures." But in Quran chapter 19 and verse 10, we read, "Your sign will be that you will not speak to the people 3 nights together." Now, I can be really silly, as Muslims always do, when they go and read some passage in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they will find there is a little bit different wording in some specific passages. And they say, look, this contradiction. In the book of John, it says blah, blah, blah. But in the Matthew and Luke, it says blah, blah, blah. And here in Mark, it says blah, blah, blah. Different wording. That means the Bible is corrupted. The Bible has been changed. When in reality, we know that the Holy Spirit guided Matthew and Mark and Luke and John to use their own words, their own vocabulary to write to us the gospel message. But in the case of the Quran, we do not have 4 different authors, but we have one. And his name is Muhammad, who received it from one. His name is Jibreel. That is the angel of Muhammad. In any way, shape, or form, why did Allah give different wordings for the answer for the sign which Zacharias will receive from Allah? And was it really a sign? Did really Zechariah ask Allah to give him a sign? And the sign was simply that he will not be able to speak for 3 nights? Obviously, it is ridiculous. Why? Because even when we get to some information which is taken from the Bible and put together in the Quran, there is always contradiction. Now, from reading the Quran, what do we know about Zacharias? Nothing. What do we know about John the Baptist? Still nothing. So how much Muslims know about these two great prophets? Well, the answer is still the same. Nothing. But they believe in Prophet Zacharias and they believe in Prophet John the Baptist. Of course, they do not know him, John the Baptist. They only know him by Yahya, because they know nothing about baptism, which means the message and the ministry of John was not known to Muhammad nor his Muslim followers. That's why I would like to spend a few minutes here to read to you what is really written in the gospel, to learn about the birth of John the Baptist. As for the life, the ministry, and the death of John the Baptist, we encourage you, our dear listeners, to read the rest of the account of John the Baptist in the Bible. When we read the birth of John the Baptist in the Bible, we see a very clear account, not like that which we read in the Quran, in Quran chapter 3 and in Quran chapter 19. But before we go to the Bible, let me share with you some of the interpretations of Muslim scholars. For example, concerning the 3 nights which Zacharias did not speak, Muslim scholars stated that Zacharias was not able to speak, but he was able to praise Allah and to remember Allah. He could not speak to the people, but he can speak to Allah. So even the three nights we're talking about here were not completely silent, because he still can praise Allah and he still can remember Allah. That's why in the end of verse 41 in Quran chapter 3 we read, "And remember your Lord much and praise in the evening and in the morning." And that's where Muslim scholars say, well, if he's going to praise Allah in the evening and in the morning, in these 3 days, that means he can speak to Allah. But in the same time, he could not speak to the people. Another fact I would like to share with you is that when Allah picked up the name Yahya, in Quran chapter 19 and verse 7, Allah stated, "O Zechariah, surely we gave you good news of a son. His name is Yahya. That name we have given to none before him." Where did Muhammad come up with this? Watch when we read the true biblical account.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
The biblical account is recorded to us in the book of Luke, Chapter 1, beginning from verse 5. "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias." Notice here, we know that Zacharias was a priest. In the Quran, we think that he's just a prophet. "Of the division of Abijah, his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." Notice that not only do we know the names of the parents of John the Baptist, but where does he come from? That is Zacharias and Elizabeth, his wife. In verse 6 we read, "And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless." Something Muhammad forgot to mention in the Quran. "But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord." Notice now, Zacharias, who is a priest, will be serving as a high priest. He will be able to go to the Holy of Holies, which Muhammad mentioned in the Quran, but he did not know what he's talking about. He was not praying, but he was offering the incense in the Holy of Holies. In verse 10 we read, "And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense." In verse 12, "And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Not Yahya, as Muhammad claimed in the Quran, but John. "And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Something also Muhammad did not mention, that John the Baptist was to prepare the way for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. In verse 18, and Zechariah said to the angels, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Notice here, Zechariah did not ask for a sign, but he was actually banished by Angel Gabriel because he did not believe the good news which Angel Gabriel was sharing with him. Now we read in verse 21, and the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. Now, as we continue to read the scripture, we will see the ties between the birth of John the Baptist and the birth of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's why in the following verse, that is verse 26, we learn about the same angel Gabriel who spoke to Zechariah in the temple, actually meeting with the Virgin Mary to share with her the good news of the coming of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ through her. That is when we read, now in the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth. And that's when we read about to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Now let's go back to Elizabeth and the birth of John the Baptist. For in verse 57, Luke 1, we read, now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zechariah. His mother answered and said, no, he shall be called John. But they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who is called by this name. That is when Muhammad came up in Quran chapter 19, as we read, that name we have given to none before him. Well, I'm sorry, the name John was very well known in John the Baptist days. It's just that name does not belong to the family of Zechariah. So the information is given in the Quran is inaccurate. Now we go back to Luke 1:62. So they made signs to his father what he would have him called, and he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying his name is John. So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke praising God. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, John the Baptist's daddy, Zacharias, was not able to speak for 9 months. Not for 3 days, as Muhammad erroneously wrote in Quran chapter 3 and in Quran chapter 19. And here we go, my dear friends. Another story written in the Quran, taken from the pages of the Bible, without any details or any information to help the Muslim believers to understand who is Zacharias and who is John the Baptist, and what was the purpose of the ministry of John the Baptist, which for us Christians is very important, because he came once again to prepare the way for the Lord. The entire ministry of John the Baptist is diminished in the Quran. From the Quran, all that we know is that Yahya, or John, was a prophet. What was his prophecy? We do not know. What was his message? We do not know. What was his ministry? We do not know. But somehow, as I said earlier, Muslims believe that Yahya was a prophet, and they believe in him. And by the way, they will tell you they believe in his book, as he also received a book from Allah, like every other name is mentioned in the Quran, somehow received a book from Allah. Sadly, I wish our dear Muslim friends will go back to the Bible and read the entirety of the life, the ministry, the death of John the Baptist, that through this great messenger, they will see the truth of the coming of Christ. He was not the Christ, as he stated, but he came to prepare the way for our Lord, the Christ. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.